Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. I am your host, Father Scott Steinkirchner, coming to you today from Nebraska in the United States. I'm also your preacher today with a homily entitled, Broken Open to the Power of God. A reading from the Gospel of Luke. Filled with the Holy Spirit, Jesus returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the desert for 40 days to be tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and when they were over, he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone." Then he took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a single instant. The devil said to him, "I shall give you all this power and their glory, for it has been handed over to me, and I may give it to whomever I wish. All this will be yours if you worship me." Jesus said to him in reply, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you serve." Then he led him to Jerusalem, made him stand on the parapet of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you, and with their hands they will support you, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him in reply, "It also says, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished every temptation, he departed from him for a time. It's the Gospel of the Lord. Why did the Holy Spirit lead Jesus out into the desert? He hadn't sinned. He led him for insight, for strength, for experience. Let's look at these temptations. The first one, turn bread into stones. Jesus didn't go out in the desert and fast for 40 days just to make bread at the end and take the easy way out. He went to experience everything that comes from the hand of God. Because as it says, our people were once wandering Arameans and slaves, and we wandered this desert with God at our side. And sometimes to find that voice of God again, you need to wander that desert. And so Jesus goes out. Maybe, perhaps, he'll turn stones into bread at some point, but not for himself. He'll feed all the others who are hungry and have nothing. The second temptation, he will give you power over all of this. Jesus didn't go out to the desert to seize power. He went out in the desert to let go of power, to become powerless, so as to get away from the insidious ways that power corrupts the soul. We've all felt it. I'm in the United States right now in Omaha, Nebraska, where the government has subpoenaed more than 400 Catholic parishes and schools and institutions, asking for 40 years of records of any complaint they had about abuse. 'Tis a difficult thing to do, a painful thing, maybe even an impossible thing to do. But here we are, dragged out into this desert. But you know what? 'Tis a good time to be Catholic. Painful, but good. Because for generations, we have not heeded these voices. But now, this time, we will finally find a way to protect children, or we will die trying. For we were once children ourselves. Lastly, throw yourself down from the temple. Jesus didn't go out in the desert to force God to respond to his heroic gesture. He was led by the Spirit to a deeper encounter with the power of God than could be found in comfortable surroundings. His suffering will not break him, but it will break him open to the experience of God's transforming power in his own life. This is what he wants. Is it what we want? If it is, we know what we have to do. Follow Jesus out into that desert. Thank you.